What is up, Board 8? Ice Hawk here for the Serious Business Podcast, because a serious board needs a serious podcast. Also, we are a Boardy Award-winning podcast. Podcast that gets over 800 hits, supposedly. And we have some fanboys and possibly some fangirls. Lots of props for us. I am here with my usual sidekick this week, Neon Reaper. Neon, what's up?
Not much, just enjoying the afterglow of the Saints victory, even though I'm not a Saints fan.
Someone died because of that victory, so...
Yeah, well, that's a sad, sad day for the board, or something really awesome, I forget, but...
We have our recording bitch, / Andy Richter, Ed Bellis. Ed, how's it going,
faggot? What up, board?
You know, you could be breaking down, like, gay, straight relation barriers right now, but instead you're saying that, so...
That's right!
You just brought your people down. Years of progress down the drain, Ed.
Our people don't need no relations. We got plenty of that.
Speaking of freaks, our guest host this week, he fancies himself an animal lover. He is Silver Ermine. Silver, what's up?
Nothing much. Same as Neon. Pretty bored.
Okay, then.
I'm not bored. I'm freaking living the high life.
What are you doing, then?
I'm sitting in front of my computer taking Percocet.
That sounds pretty boring.
Oh, it's awesome.
You have not yet discovered the wonders of drugs, apparently.
Not yet.
So, let's talk to Ermina. First off, you were probably the number one obsessed person with getting on this podcast. What's the deal with that? Why'd you want to be on so bad?
I don't know. It just seemed like a good idea at the time. Now that I'm on, it's actually pretty boring.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of like your voice. You're the most boring voice I've ever heard.
I can be more exciting if you'd like.
You can try. So, what's with the animal obsession? I mean, you clearly love animals. I just want to know why. What
do you want, the long story or the short story?
Short.
Short story. Oh man, how do I make this short?
How do you make it long?
It's a pretty damn long story. I can tell you it sometime, Neon, if you want.
Okay.
Let me sum it up for you, Neon. Song. He likes fur.
No. Almost.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, short story. When I moved to the city I'm living in now, I met with a guy who really liked animals. I was like what every other kid at the time. I wanted to be like make video games or whatever. But when I met him, he liked animals a lot. Since I was around him a lot, I kind of started liking animals a lot as well. Funny story, though, when he moved to Texas, he took like a complete 180 turn. And now he hates animals. So, yeah, that's a short story.
Did he rape you?
No. Actually, we're like enemies now. It's actually pretty funny. He doesn't like me.
Well, then.
Did you ever hold hands?
No, sometimes I beat him up.
Okay.
Funnily enough, I'm actually not that, like, I'm 5'9", but he's a shrimp. He's like 5'3", or something like that. He's like a gnome or something.
How do you go from loving animals to hating animals? That's my question.
He wouldn't answer me on that. He's like, oh, I killed an armadillo today. I'm like, that's great.
They see me trolling.
I really thought Ermine would have, like, this, like, squeaky little voice or something like that.
I expected him to, like, oink every 2 seconds or something weird.
The funny thing is that every single time we talk about... Everyone would talk about me on the board. You, Ice Hawk, would be like, oh, every single time I've talked to him, he's such a nice guy. I'm like, okay.
Like a boring guy.
You're like, out of the loop, Ice Hawk, out of the loop.
So, are you offended by all the furry jokes? Like, do they eat at you just a little bit?
Usually when I tell people I'm not a furry, then they're like, oh, sorry. But, I mean, I know people are just doing that to, like, get a reaction, and... I've had to deal with it for like 5 years, so it doesn't get to me at all anymore. I usually just roll with it and like be like, oh sure, yeah, that's exactly what I love to do.
But really, are you attracted to animals?
No.
Are you sure?
I might have to think about that one.
Have you ever gotten an erection, like even if it was possibly not related, while you were touching an animal? Did you ever have an erection?
No, yes. I don't think so.
Yes. Yes.
Yes? Okay. Okay, we're going to go with yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on.
Tough question.
You guys changed my mind. You guys changed my mind.
I'm sure you did accidentally at least once.
Accidentally? Oops.
I mean,
whoopsie.
Icehawk has had a sexual experience with his dog. He's not a furry. I guess he is.
What the fuck's that even mean, Neon? All right, let's move on to the news. Neon's out of control. We got to leash him.
I like leashes.
Why did I let you on the show?
I have no idea.
You're close to Dante status. I'm not being allowed to talk, so.
You guys didn't let, like, you just told Dante not to talk anymore?
No, we told him he's not allowed to talk anymore, and he obeyed like a good boy.
Why didn't you want him talking?
Because he killed our show. He could single-handedly destroy our show. It's like ruin any momentum with his terrible voice and his terrible personality.
Well, just like me.
Yeah.
It's the
exactly.
same thing.
Exactly. So just let Neon go first on all the questions.
Okay. Okay.
And only speak when spoken to for the rest of the show. Okay, thanks. Top 100 users of 2010 has started. It's going... I mean, we have, like, Preston Starry, like, the top 50 or something. That's how it...
Who voted for him?
I don't know, but we...
Well, actually, I did. Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys.
Dude, you're such a faggot, man.
Like, Justin Crossing, Master of Marth. There's this whole group of, like, morons that are, like... We think that they're young and that might be the excuse, but no, that's dumb. That's inexcusable. Justin Crossing, I think, is a failure in this world.
I gave Preston Starry 25 points. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I just merged all my points into one point conglomerate and gave them all to Preston Starry.
Oh, it's okay. It makes sense.
I think Senpai might have given Preston a few points, but he's like really weird about that. Like,
his number one user was Relo, I think.
He gives like, I never know who he likes or not, even when he votes for them. Like plus 15 for Relo. For all I know, he hates Relo. You know, it's just how he is. But the point is, I wish the problem with this contest, it's a fun contest, and once you get like to the top 30 or so, it's usually pretty accurate. But the way it is, a few people can really get someone undeserving up there. So I kind of wish more people would vote in it, just to make less Preston Starrys in the top 50. That would be cool.
I had to vote for Preston Starry. He gave me 15 points.
So?
It'd be such a dick move to be like, thanks, Preston, I'm going to give you no points.
I mean... As a popular man myself, I can tell you that there's several people that I didn't give points who gave me points. I mean, that's just how it is.
I don't think you gave me any points, I saw.
Yeah, become a man, Ermine, you fucking bitch.
What am I currently?
An animal. You're an animal.
That's okay.
So you're telling me that you would not have given him points if it were not a public voting?
Well, I probably would have given him... probably midpoints. I mean, I talked to him a bit. He seems to respect me, I guess. So
one of the
I gave
few,
him
one
points.
Of the very few who respects
one me. Of the very few. So I mean, I gotta give him some points, right? It just seemed like a good idea.
It was
sorry,
a good
guys.
Idea. It was not a good idea.
That was my bad. I'll take the fall on that one.
We're all winners here.
So Ed, I got the sense from your little question that you're trying to go for private voting.
Go for what now?
Private voting in these contests.
Oh, no, I was just curious. Private voting, I think, has its ups and downs, because, like...
Yeah, I dealt with that with boardies, you know?
Yeah,
it's...
I mean, like, the ups would be, obviously, you don't get what Ermine described. You get, like, people that are being more accurate, I think, with who they like, rather than just saying, oh, you gave me points, I'm going to give you points. But the downside is you lose out on more interest, I think, with private voting.
Damn it, why can't more people care about EPOP? Is it really that much harder to email somebody the list? Like, it's like a big step for everybody. Like, you're on the fucking... It's not like you have to go to the grocery store and mail your listing. You have to click a new fucking tab, copy-paste the same thing you would have said anyway, and put it in email form. Is it really that hard?
I don't know, man. Email's hard.
Dude, it's a new... Plus, I'm clicking plus right now, and I have a new tab open. Bookmarks, email, Gmail. Holy fucking shit! I am this close to submitting my list.
No, this is way too much effort. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's really a huge step report. Like, you lose like half your votes if it's not on the board, and it blows my mind. That I don't know. I just don't get it. Oh well.
People are lazy.
Yep. You're not lazy though, Ermine. You search the list for who votes for you to make sure that you can give them an adequate amount of points.
So, it didn't take long. It was like one click,
dude.
That's all.
You were browsing them, and you can't just control F because what if someone just said Ermine or what if someone said Silver? So you got to read through it to make sure you don't.
Well, no. Then I read those posts and they're like, oh yeah, they talked about me.
You put a lot of effort into that, Ermine.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk a little contest. I mean, we'll talk more about Titus later, or Titus.
I don't want to talk about Titus.
Yeah, I know how you feel. But I've been knowing, you know, there's been a couple matches, most notably Sackboy versus Kratos, Orion, where the vast majority of people actually got it right, and the stat heads, like, all got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
So do you think these people have, like, a disconnect from real-life gaming or something? Like, they're so obsessed with their stats, they don't realize that Sackboy had, like, a million games this year. You know what I mean?
I think I got that one wrong.
You are disconnected from the world, Neo.
I guess so.
Like, there's absolutely no reason why Sackboy wouldn't win that match. He's so popular.
I did not realize this.
Yeah, plus those Tales of Symphonia characters are pretty bad. And they're not very popular.
You all have a disconnect from real life.
I don't know. I got it right.
I made some bad decisions. Not Ed Bellis bad, but I made some bad decisions.
Were you on Percocet when you made your bracket?
Not at all.
Okay.
And now I just didn't take a second
look at it.
You had Sackboy?
I had Sackboy, yeah.
Too bad you had Duke Nukem.
Too bad I'm Ed Bellis.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It never gets old. It's my comeback for everything Ed says. Too bad you had Duke Nukem.
I just won the lottery. What?
Like, I don't actually call Ed gay anymore. I just make fun of him for Duke Nukem. We kind of go through phases, you know. Maybe one day I'll go back to Fag, then I'll do something else dumb. I'll go to that. But yeah, I think they have a disconnect, and I'm proud of myself. I got it right. I'm the best ever. The end. So is Ed. Ed's the best ever too.
It's true.
Sad face.
Go Sackboy. The UCA Rumble concluded last week. No one won because the rules were so convoluted.
I got Sackboy. Never mind. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. I knew you were one of the good guys, Neon.
Yeah.
And I knew Ermine was one of the bad guys.
Yeah, I was a bad guy.
Sackboy looks more like an animal than Kratos, though, Ermine. So
yeah, but Tales of Symphonia is one of my favorite games, so... Whoops.
But there's no Pokemon or animals to catch.
Oh,
But there's two cool, really... There's Corrin the fox thingy that's kind of cool. And then there's Gnome the giant mole thing, so you know what? That's why I like the game.
See... I've played through a lot of the game. I don't even remember those people, so that just says a lot.
You should play it again.
No, thanks.
And then when you see them, you can be thanks. Those are Ermine's favorite characters, and then you'll have a big smile on your face.
I won't have a big smile on my face. I don't think I'm going to say, oh my god, it's Ermine's favorite characters. That's so cool.
I might have a good smile.
I'd do that. Neon would do that.
Yeah. I get an erection from that person.
Yeah.
See, Aesok, you're the odd man out.
Yeah. I guess.
I'd get so into that, I would just... like orgasm right then and there.
Orgasm, eh?
Yes. It's pretty intense. That's how much I care.
Oh, I'm glad we've had the sharing time, but let's move on to UC Rumble.
We were just there.
No one won because the rules were terrible. Jackal's the worst general manager ever, and when I ran the UCA, it was the best ever. So,
I should have won.
For Popularity Mania, which is in like 3 weeks, we have Semi versus Boko versus Xtha for the title.
Boko. I did it all for the Nookie. What? The Nookie.
For the title of what?
Last year it was Boko versus Xtha for the title. Oh. So it's kind of funny. So, yeah, that's the Pop Mania. So look out for Pop Mania. Vote in Pop Mania. Why wouldn't you vote in Pop Mania?
It's
popularity and mania combined. It's good
stuff. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I know. In other news, MWC has killed himself, and we mourn his passing in the Serious Business Podcast.
I'm not.
What a great contributor to the board he's been. What a earnest and heartfelt approach he took to being a fan of sports and what it means to the community in general. And he's probably... retard.
that was a That was a beautiful eulogy in the end.
I'm going to miss his 15 Kingdom Hearts character lists each week. I think the board is a sadder place without them.
Ermine, do you have any last words for MWC?
I don't even know what happened.
That's the best eulogy of all.
He was there, then he was dead. I don't know.
What happened?
Did this happen yesterday?
He's dead. I mean, it's...
What happened?
He's dead. That's
he's
all
dead.
You,
he died.
He's dead, dude.
That's all I need to know.
Let it go. Just let it go.
Sorry, guys.
Can't hold on. You can't hold on to this.
Denial is the first stage, so...
Right, you have to accept this.
I just want to say that MWC truly contributed to the topic count of the board, and topic count is the essence of a quality board. More topics, better board. So he was the best around. If Anagram and Lumpy died, I don't know what happened to this board.
Done. Maybe one topic a day.
Did you see his topic where Anagram's like, if I walked like 10 minutes a day, would I lose weight? Speaking of disconnect.
Did you reply to any of the posts in the topic?
I'm gonna.
In other news, it's too late to join, so hopefully you did. DNEA is having a, do not even ask, is having a contest for free games of Bioshock 2, but I think he's sending them through Steam, so that kind of, that made me so I'm not in it anymore, because I don't want to play it on the PC. Because I need my achievements, obviously. But hey, we like giving shoutouts to people giving away free shit, so congrats.
Steam should get a achievement system for their own little thing.
That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
I just feel like something weird's going on. Like, why is Do Not Even Ask, like, being a Santa Claus type guy? He hates everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was weird. Like, he's such a grouch, you know?
He constantly, like, bad. He's like that abusive father that once in a while puts down the drink and goes, here, son, let's go shoot some bears.
So he's like one of those pokey dads. God
damn.
Let's go shoot some ermines, right?
Oh, ermine trapping. Inhumane.
Son, this is how you make an ermine trap.
Do you have like a big thing of spikes and like a little rope thing that ermine comes over and tries to grab a banana or something like
you
that?
You go to the local zoo after midnight with your handgun and you shoot one.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so yeah. Sad face.
This whole thing's suspicious to me. I just don't understand. I don't understand. Why would he give to a board he hates so much, huh?
Maybe just to mess with you.
I don't know. Nian, you're like the psychology expert on the board.
Like, I wish Fetus was our guest host.
Me too.
You guys suck.
Thank you.
I'm better than Tom.
No, I like Tom.
No, he's
you guys are just talking about bashing Chrono Trigger the whole time.
That's fine.
Do you not like Chrono Trigger, Nian?
No, I like Chrono Trigger. It's fine.
He's just not listening to you anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say, yeah, that's fine. Everything you say.
It's all right. It's all good.
Face Hawk, are you okay with the podcast being dedicated to talking about Chrono Trigger then?
Talk
about Fetus.
I don't know. I would just tell him to shut up and he'd listen like a good boy.
Oh.
In other news, Red has daddy issues and we now know why he wants to do Pokemon.
Yes.
A lot of homoerotic subtext in Chrono Trigger.
Anyway. I believe you called this, Neon. I feel like a while ago we were talking about fucking Pokemon. And you're like, he has to have daddy issues.
He's got to have daddy issues if he wants to bang the Pokemon. But really, like, the girl in Chrono Trigger, like, I kind of liked her.
Which one?
There's a few girls.
The blonde one. Like, I kind of thought she was cute.
Ew.
The cat one?
Man, she's like the worst character in the game.
Dude, you're a faggot. Go away.
What?
Shut up.
Just because you're attracted to the frog dude who speaks in Middle English.
Dude, frog.
Awesome. Frog's the best.
Frog is actually the best character in that game.
Oh my god, he's frog so is good. Terrible.
Her mind's going to be so pissed. That's an animal.
Frog is awesome.
The best character is obviously Robo. I don't know about you, but.
Robo's kind of cool. But I don't use him on my team.
Robo's awesome. I'm a sucker for the whole robot who wants to be human story.
I would paint the blonde girl.
Kind of like how you're a faggot who wants to be straight, Ed? Is that kind of what it's
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I wish I was a real boy.
Yeah, me too. And in our last bit of news, the podcast apparently gets 800-plus hits a week, and I don't understand it. How many... Let's get some guesses. How many listeners do you think we actually have, unique listeners?
30.
I guess like 25.
Ed?
Two.
Damn. I'm one of them.
I'm just going to say, like, 25-ish seems about, if you just look at the topic, you think, oh, about 25 people listen. But it's got to be more than that. So if you listen to the podcast this week, just post on the topic. I just want to know. Just help me out here. Help me out here, guys.
Instant 500.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get... like three topics full of people because thousands of people listen, apparently. All right, let's talk about games. Let's talk about animal creatures.
Okay.
Project Needle Mouse, a.k.a. Sonic 4.
Sounds like porcupine.
Yeah. Yeah, you like porcupines, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You like... wouldn't that hurt your dick?
Yeah, it probably would hurt my dick. Very much so. Ouch.
Anyway, Neon... do you know the deal on Sonic 4? You're on the up.
I saw two screenshots and like Link the Midget and Shine like jerking off on each other or something.
every topic about video games ends with that, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
Even like Gears of War topics like that.
I mean, rather someone jacks off to Marcus than to Sonic, but hey. On board 8, that's less normal than like. Like, if someone told you, oh, I jacked off to Sonic, oh, okay, that's cool. I jacked off to Marcus Fenix, oh, you're a faggot.
You could wrap Marcus Fenix's character. Arm kind of around weird. My entire body.
Anyway, Project Needle Mouse, what do you guys think? Do you think this is a good idea?
Yes.
Yes.
Ed.
I think it's going to suck like every other Sonic game probably sucks.
No.
I mean, they're basically stealing the Mega Man idea.
Yeah. And I mean, if it works, that's great. And more power to them. I think I've heard the Advance game is supposed to be pretty good because they use like the same 2D formula, you know?
Yeah. I think this is probably the... I mean, I never really cared for the Sonic games, even the 2D ones, because I don't think speed works that well with platforming. Like, I vastly prefer the Mario games, but... it seems like the best way to please the fans, and they might even sell more. I mean, cheap. I'm assuming it'll be a cheaper game, download. It seems like their best option, because they obviously can't do a good 3D game anymore. And, unfortunately, I hope this doesn't lead to more Sonic fanboyism on the board, because they used to be really annoying, and it's been nice that they haven't been around anymore. Maybe Smurf will start posting again. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's had some great post quality the last year.
Yeah, we need him. We need him back.
Not.
I saw him post like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I'm back.
He posted a topic saying UFC is homoerotic. Never heard that one before.
Oops.
Why aren't you watching UFC if it's so homoerotic, Ed?
Who says I'm not?
Oh. Well, if I make a UFC discussion topic, would you be there, Ed? Would you be there talking about it?
If you posted pics, maybe.
Posted
animated GIFs, then.
So they would have to be like animated depictions of fights, is what you're saying.
Animated depictions of fights that end with people going down on each other, sure.
Also, they would have to look like little boys for you to like it too.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just clearing that up.
Yeah,
how did we get from that to Project Needle Mouse to that?
It's not a very big leap.
No, it's really
it is
not.
Sonic.
All right, general conversation this week. Tidus got his ass handed to him by Sub-Zero. Meanwhile, several years ago, Oran crushed Sub-Zero. So people hate Tidus, apparently. Why do people hate Tidus?
Didn't he have a really bad picture, too?
He
picture
is
he
like
gets.
Meg Ryan, and he's weird, and he's not
I like him because he's different than the other normal Final Fantasy main.
Think of that laughing scene, though. That even if you like him, like that's hard. That's hard to get past.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ingrained in my memory, but I can overlook it for the whole game. He's like kind of transformation throughout. It was interesting. He was an interesting character compared to like every other generic, like Cloud. I hate myself. Oran. I'm mysterious. Terra. I want to fuck right now.
Zidane. I hate people.
I think, but look at, like, Baltier as well. People don't like him at all, it seems. But, like, he's a pretty good character.
People just don't like Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, but he's still, like, a fun, good character that, like, has all this weird bravado and stuff.
No one made it past like 15 hours in Final Fantasy XII, so they never really got to see much of Baldi.
Who's that?
Exactly.
The leading man.
All right, winners and losers this week, huh? My favorite segment. This week's winner is Neon Reaper for his brilliant playthrough topic of Assassin's Creed 2.
Yes. I didn't see that either.
Ermine, why are you on the show?
I'm sorry.
It's a great playthrough topic. I think I whine about like the intro stage and no one else is posted in it.
You hated Assassin's Creed, the first one, right?
No, I liked it.
I mean, did you think it kind of sucked or it was kind of good?
I thought it was kind of good. I gave it an 8.
Oh, wow, well, way too high. But so is this one really that much? Like, say I was really tired of the gameplay after the first one. Is this one really that much different where I'd enjoy myself?
So far, it's the same. But I'm only like 10 minutes into it.
Epic playthrough topic, clearly deserving of winner of the week.
Yeah.
I didn't actually click it before I gave you winner of the week. Fuck, man. Ice
Hawk does the research, so we don't have to.
No one's done shit this week, but Neon said a sausage. I mean, that's fucking cool. He's the winner.
I am.
Losers this week, Colts. Like, literally, they lost.
I didn't even know that until, like, today.
Yeah, you were too busy watching Puppy Bowl, so.
What's that?
Jesus! You're not even a good furry!
Oh my god, I'm sorry. And I'm doing it wrong.
MWC is a loser because he made a topic for the Super Bowl saying, which hat should I wear to the game?
No, he was saying, what hat should I, like, what soon-to-be-defunct hat, like, because they were so guaranteed to win.
So he's
so dumb.
So I guess he picked the wrong hat.
Yeah.
And now he picked the wrong hat. Now he's dead.
Let this be a lesson to you all.
He went from picking the wrong hat to being dead.
I think Ulti gave him the advice to go with some Marvin Harrison. I don't know what he told him, but
it
obviously
like,
it
don't
ended
pick Marvin Harrison's socks because he has terrible footing. And then holy shit, that's a good point. I'm not wearing those socks. Guess you picked the wrong socks too, bitch. Your attire was totally wrong. Losers of the week, Redshifter. He gave up on the quad topics, which is kind of a good thing, but we need more topics so that the board can be quality. So we just lost out on topics. And another loser this week, Endgamer, for suddenly trying to act like his show is more popular than Serious Business.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is up with that?
I was pissed.
Let's look at the bandwidth usage, guys. 54% for the show. Well, you had two more shows than us, you fucking prick. Now, host like my fucking show and like it. Host it on your website and shut the fuck up.
Then again, we have Ermine on our show, so that's not good.
Yeah, hey. We have Ermine versus, like, Yo Blazer and Kleenex.
I'm way better than those two.
What amazing guest host competition, huh?
It's instant win.
But really, Endgamer, let's look at the bandwidth usage.
Do you think Yo Blazer has ever, like, seen breasts in real life?
No.
We'll have to get him on and ask him about this stuff.
he gets really pissed at us in topics about discussions that we have. Last week, he was really uptight about the whole reviewer thing. This week, now he's like, you guys would succumb to low blows about whether I've seen a woman's vagina or not. Clearly, you're racist.
I want to know.
You guys are racist. It's only because I'm
and
a
his whole like ass, you know, thing that he just wants ass. Like he might not really like girls that much.
You think?
He just wants ass.
This might be a revelation for even him. And
right. I might need to think about it after he listens to this.
You are a resident psychologist, so if you say he might be gay, I think he might. Seriously, Neon, have you ever read any of your, like, write-ups? Like, you really, like, go deep down. Like, you talk about what people's dads are probably like.
I actually, like, don't reread, like, most anything I write except for Mafia.
You're, like, you try and go really deep. Like, it's their family life, usually. And I really think that you, like, took some psychology classes.
No. No, I took, like, a human motivation course once, but that...
That's all we need to know.
Yes.
Survey says this week... It's an interesting one.
That you're making up.
Let me think about this. So, let me see what we talked about. We talked about MWC. Do you believe MWC is dead? No.
MWC is chilling.
So, do you believe that MWC is really dead? What? MWC is dead?
The better one would be, do you wish MWC is dead?
That's harsh. Only MWC. Like, MWC literally wishes some people were dead, but I don't know if anyone's that far.
How about would you do the blonde chick from Chrono Trigger? That seems to be like a common theme that we talked about.
The Utility Man, no, the game sucks.
Utility Man,
and, not like the freaking like caveman girl, but like the real blonde.
Yeah, yeah. I figured you weren't talking about the cave.
I thought that's what you were talking about at the beginning. I'm like, oh
my god.
Okay, actual server says,
are you from Canada?
Maybe.
Oh, everything's explained.
You guys knew that. If you didn't, you're an idiot.
Oh, Colin,
I live in Calgary, and JC is like 20 minutes away from me. I've never seen him, though, because he's
idiot is a compliment in Calgarian, so.
And DSR is here as well, but I've never hung out with him yet either.
It's because you don't leave your house, Armin.
No, I tell him
to the zoo. Maybe if I said you at the zoo, you could meet.
That's a good plan, too, but I was saying we should hang out or something, and he's like, oh, you should come here. I'm like, okay, and he's like, oh, sorry, I work.
I don't think JC's mom would let him hang out with you.
No, he's too young.
Yeah.
But he's, how old is he now, like 16, 17?
Still a couple more years to do a lot to hang out.
I look like I'm 17, even though I'm 20, so it would be fine.
Okay, real survey says, have you ever rooted for a sports team mostly because of an annoying GameFAQ user, a.k.a. you wanted them to lose so that you could laugh at them on the board?
Is that really what the survey says?
Yeah.
That's a boring survey says.
What?
Fine. So, would you fuck the blonde chick from Chrono?
Yeah.
That's much more interesting.
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Would you fuck? I'm going to need a picture before we post this.
I'm going to go look
for one. How hard is that? Come on, let's go.
Neon seconds of Google image.
Give me a picture.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It's got to be neon tested, neon approved before I'll place it.
Here we go. Give me a minute.
Do you need to know her name? Because I know her name.
Isn't it like. No, not that one. Yeah, Marl.
Yeah.
Would you
I was thinking of Luca, but Luca's the one with glasses or something.
Yeah. Luca's the one who's down on the floor. Would you fuck Frog?
Oh my god.
Ermine, yes.
Hither me this. What ho?
Apparently my answer is yes, thanks to Acehawk.
I know that Tom's answer is either no because I hate Chrono Trigger or no because I don't support sex before marriage. So
it's one of the, or no, because he knows the survey was based off of him.
Do you think the Utility Man would rather not fuck the blonde girl because he hates Chrono Trigger because he hates sex before marriage?
Is that the survey says now?
Yeah, that's a really complicated survey says.
Yeah.
It's a multiple choice survey.
That's not a yes or no. It's not just this or that.
Describe anyway, in detail the Utility Man's feelings about the blonde chick from Chrono Trigger and whether or not
he's gonna be so pissed at
religious
me.
Beliefs.
He's gonna be so pissed at me now.
Did you give him points for the top 100 users?
No, but he gave me points.
Oh, what's with the double standard, huh?
I think he gave me for user. I don't know if he gave me points for of the year. I think he gave me for decade though. But
so,
he gave me seven, and I think I don't know if I gave him any.
Ermine.
Well, he also put that in
Preston.
Today.
Yeah, you gave Preston points.
I might have given him 2 points.
Really? Really?
I gave Neon a point, though.
Oh, we have Neon's picture. Neon's picture's up. Anyway, whole numbers only. Yes or no. Guess how many people said yes.
There's 2 pictures.
No repeating. I don't think these pictures are that hot.
Oh, that first one's pretty hot.
Oh, God.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, there's 3 pictures.
Oh, is that it? That link says hentai on it.
For free hentai. What is this?
For free hentai.
Why are the nerdy chicks' boobs so small?
Oh, yes, this third pick is the best one of them all.
The more savage you are, the bigger boobs you have. Apparently.
This image search just gets worse and worse.
Oh,
but
dear.
I would do her.
I like the third pick the best.
There is semen all over those women.
Was it 3 guys or was it 1? I don't know. Chrono busted a load big time.
Yeah, I was going to say, damn.
What do you got now? I don't see Pente in this one, so.
More like Luminaire, more like Semenaire.
Why is it started with Real 34?
All right, we gotta add this. This is bad. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. This turned so long. People are listening to us look at porn girl pictures of cartoons.
Just, if you want to follow along, dear listener, just do like a Google image search for Chrono Trigger Marl with like safe search off. And just like, look, it's what we're looking at.
Oh my god.
Is that a cosplay picture?
That one doesn't even look real. Her mouth? Oh my god.
What?
Hermione would do if there was a picture of frog jizzing on her. So that's it for this show.
I've seen.
Thank God. Thank God that's the end of this show.
God damn.
Ermine, thank you for being on, I suppose.
Okay. It was fun, I guess.
It was boring.
It was okay.
It was boring.
Ian was pretty cool, but I mean, I sucked. Kind of sucked.
I did it all for the nookie.
Neon, thank you for your time, as always. Hey. Yeah, and Ed, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
No. Go on.
Silver poop mine.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's not going to catch on.
So, thank you. Thank you for listening, everyone, and I am out. God, her boobs are so small.